In the name of Jesus, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名说话。
We shall continue with our study on the book of First Corinthians.
我们再继续的来查考哥林多前书。
Chapter 7 talks about the issues on marriage.
第七章是提到这个婚嫁的问题。
Paul give a proper advice to the church with regards to marriage.
就是保罗他写信给哥林多教会有关于这个婚嫁的事。
As for widows, if a widow chooses to get married, she must marry within the Lord.
若是寡妇他们决定还是要再嫁的话呢，他们要嫁主内的。
We can read chapter 7.
我们可以读第七章。
Verse 39.
39节。
Chapter 7, verse 39.
七章的第39节。
A wife is bound by law as long as her husband lives, but if her husband dies, she is at liberty to be married to whom she wishes, only in the Lord.
丈夫活着的时候，妻子是被约束的。丈夫若死了，妻子就可以自由随意再嫁，只是要嫁在主里面的人。
So the teaching of Paul is such that marriage of believers must be within the Lord.
所以保罗的教导就是说，我们一定要是主内婚嫁。
So that includes widows.
那么这是包括在寡妇之内。
Paul also says that if a person has the gift of celibacy, meaning to stay single, he or she can choose to do so.
那么保罗也说，若是这个弟兄姐妹，那他们有这个守单身的这个恩赐的话呢，那他们也可以守着单身。
They should use their gift of celibacy to do work for God.
那他们可以用这个他们这个单身的这个恩赐来服侍主。
So we find that here, Paul also advised about separation and divorce or remarried.
那么保罗在这里有关于这个婚开或者是这个甚至离婚的事呢，他也有一些这个教导。
If a sister has an unbelieving husband,
若是一个姐妹她嫁了一个未信主的丈夫。
If he chooses to leave,
那么
he chooses to leave.
那么丈夫呢决定离开这个信主的这个姐妹。
With the intention of remarrying.
那就是说他 还要再往外去再找一个女的 来娶。
And then the sister is free.
那么这样子的话呢，这个妻子，这个主内的这个妻子呢，他就不受这个约束。
So we find that here Paul advised the church what to do.
所以呢，我们看保罗写这个书信呢，告诉教会怎么做。
But of course the sister cannot take the initiative to leave the unbelieving husband.
但是重要的是这个主内这个妻子她不能够说她首先呢，她决定她要离开她的丈夫。
Now come to chapter 8.
那么看到第八章。
I think if you have been very careful in your reading, you would have realized that 8, 9, 10 actually can form a small unit by itself.
若是大家仔细的来读这一章的话呢，你可以看见第八节、第九节、第十节呢，是一个独立的一个单位。
八章、九章、十章。
在八章、九章、十章是一个独立的单位。
Chapter 8 talks about food offered to idols.
第八章提到这个祭偶像之物。
Chapter 10 is like a continuation of
Chapter 10.
Chapter 10 is the continuation of of the teachings on idolatry.
第十章呢，可以说是继续在有关于这个淫乱的事呢，在继续的教导。
Idolatry.
这个祭偶像的事在继续的教导。
We may question why then Paul talks about things in chapter 9.
那我们想为什么保罗在这里又提到这第九章呢？
Why did he talk about himself so much?
为什么保罗他又提到自己提这么多呢？
I think in chapter 9, he is trying to illustrate a very important principle.
我想保罗在第九章里头他要这个展示一个很重要的一个原则问题。
That is to explain the principle as outlined in chapter 8, verse 13.
就是在第十三章所说的，他在做一个纲要的一个解说。
That is the principle in chapter 8, verse 13.
这就是在这个第八章十三节的这个原则。
We read chapter 8, verse 13.
我们读第八章十三节。
Therefore, if food makes my brother stumble, I will never again eat meat, lest I make my brother stumble.
他说，所以食物若叫我弟兄跌倒，我就永远不吃肉。 免得叫我弟兄跌倒了。
This is a very important principle to abide with, and in fact to put into practice in our Christian life.
在我们基督徒生活里头呢，这是一个非常重要的原则啊，就是说我们要遵守，而且要实践在生活的当中。
The world teaches us about freedom.
这个世界教导我们就是自由。
Freedom of speech, freedom of choice.
这个言论的自由，选择的自由。
Meaning that we can do whatever we pleased.
意思就是说呢，我们照着自己所高兴的去做。
But the Christian principle here is different.
但是基督徒的原则不同。
It teaches us that we must remember to live for others and for God.
因为基督原则就教导说呢，我们活着是要为别人，也是为主而活。
The world teaches us to use our freedom to the full, and no one can infringe.Our personal right.
世界教导我们说，我们可以尽量的享用我们的自由，而且没有任何人可以这个来干涉我们的自由。
But the Bible teaches us not to overuse our right.
但是呢，
at the cost of the gospel.
那么圣经呢说，为福音的缘故啊，我们不要太过强调自己的这个自由的权利。
So that the gospel may not be hindered.
那么这样的传福音就没有阻碍了。
So from in chapter 9, we can see how Paul used himself as an example to teach the church.
所以呢，保罗他用自己做一个例子来教导哥林多的教会。
He first told the church that he was also an apostle.
他告诉这个哥林多教会说，他原来也是一个使徒。
According to the society, then he was a free man.
根据社会的观念来讲，他是一个自由的人。
He has also seen Christ himself.
他也见到基督。
Meaning that he is a perfect person who can exercise his right at all times.
意思就是说，他可以随时呢来应用自己的这个自由的这个主权。
If you read verse 4,
大家读第四节的话呢，
Do we have no rights to eat and drink?
他说：“难道我们没有权柄可以靠着福音来吃喝吗？”
He's talking about right here.
在这边提到这个权柄。
Who doesn't have the right to eat and drink?
谁没有权柄可以吃喝？
I think everyone has.
我想每一个人都有。
And then if you read verse 5,
都是读第五节的话。
Do we have no rights to take along a believing wife?
说难道我们没有权柄可以娶这个信主的姐妹为妻吗？
As do also the other apostles, the brothers of the Lord and Cephas.
就好像这个像七的使徒，还有主的这个弟兄跟西华一样吗？
He has the right to marry a sister to be his wife.
说他可以这个娶这个主内的姐妹为妻。
And also he has the right to demand support from the church.
那么他也有这个权利呢，要求教会来支持他。
Somehow we find that he has forsaken all this right.
但是好像看起来保罗呢，他把这些所谓的权柄都抛去了。
To him, his personal right is not very important.
对他来讲，他自己的这个权柄呢，并不是很重要。
What he was concerned about is the gospel.
他所关心的就是关于福音的事。
He did not wish that the gospel that he's preached.Has become a stumbling block to the believers.
他不希望呢，他所传的福音对信主的人成为绊脚石。
We can read verse 7.
我们看第七节。
Whoever goes to war at his own expense, who plants a vineyard and does not eat of its fruit, or who tends a flock and does not drink of the milk of the flock.
第七节说，有谁当兵自备粮饷呢？有谁摘葡萄园不吃园里的果子呢？有谁牧养羊牛羊不吃牛羊的肉的奶呢？
You see that every soldier is supplied and is supported by the country.
这个当兵的他们的军备他们的粮饷都是由政府来供应的。
So a soldier has the right to eat what the government provides.
所以呢，不管是政府给他的是什么粮饷，他可以享用。
But it seems that in this case, a Paul has forsaken all this right.
那么在这里，好像保罗把这些呢，他的权利都抛弃了。
He did not demand the church to support him.
他没有坚持这个教会要照他所需用的给他。
Probably at the time there were people who opposed the idea of supporting Paul.
说不定那个时候有人他们有这个 就反对支持保罗的这个见解。
We find that Paul did not fight for his right.
但是保罗呢，他没有为自己来争辩。
I think something that we have to learn as well.
我想这是我们需要学习的。
Especially within the community of faith, sometimes we must learn to forego our personal right.
尤其是在这个信仰这个团体当中呢，有时候啊，我们也要放弃我们自己的权利。
You know, I find that this is never an easy task to do.
我想这是不容易做到的事。
If everyone in the church can forego their personal right for the sake of others,
那么都是 在教内教会里面呢，都是为着别人的缘故大家学习放弃自己的权利的话
then we find that this church, the church is a place full of the love and loving kindness of God.
那么这个教会啊，一定是有蛮有这个神的这个慈爱同在。
Sometimes we find that the love of God cannot be emanated, cannot come out from us.
有时候我们发现的这个神的爱啊，从我们身上发挥不出去。
Because the love of God in our heart is suppressed by our personal right.
因为神的爱啊，在我们心里头啊，被给我们所坚持的这个人的权利所压制下来了。
Because we have our own self-interest.
我们有自己的这个自己的这个利益打算。
We feel that we have to do this and do that.
我们感觉说我要这样做，我要那样做。
That's why the love within is being restricted.
这样子呢，在我们内心里头，这个神的爱啊就被限制了。
We find that Paul could love the church freely.
我们看见保罗他可自由的爱教会。
First, because he has forsaken his personal right.
因为他把自己的权利也放弃了。
So I think it's something that we can think about.
所以这是我们值得来思考的事。
So the more we serve the Lord.
所以我们越多服侍主。
Or the longer we serve the Lord.
越长久的服侍主。
The more willing and the more capable we should be able to forsake our personal right.
我们会更加愿意也越更加能够来舍弃我们自己的权利。
We can turn back to chapter 9.
我们看这第九章。
We read verse 11.
第十一节。
If we have sown spiritual things for you, is it a great thing if we reap your material things?
第九节说，我们若把这十一节十一节，我们若把属灵的种子撒在你们中间，就是从你们收割奉养肉身之物，这算大事吗？
Paul was telling the church, look, actually, I have the right to get support, material support from you.
保罗对教会说，事实上呢，我有这个权利那得到这个奖，这个你们的这个这个帮助。
In fact, other workers probably have claimed their rights over the Corinthian members.
事实上呢，有别的这个工人在这个信徒的身上呢，也要求他们当得的这个这个报赏。
But Paul did not use his right.
但是保罗没有坚持自己的权利。
Why?
为什么？
We read verse 12.
我们读第十二节。
The second part of verse 12.
这个后半段的十二节。
Nevertheless, we have not used this right, but endure all things, lest we hinder the gospel of Christ.
他说，然而我们没有用过这权柄，倒还是忍受，免得基督的福音被阻隔。
In the mind of Paul, the gospel of God came first.
因为在保罗的心当中呢，是基督的福音是最重要的。
The gospel of Christ cannot be hindered.
所以这个基督的福音不能够被阻隔。
Because Paul is a messenger of the gospel.
因为保罗他是传福音的一个使者。
He did not want through his own action the gospel is hindered.
他不希望呢，因为他的这个动作使这个基督的福音被阻隔了。
I'm a full-time worker.
我是一个全职的传道人。
I think I can understand what he is saying.
我可以了解保罗所说的话。
He's very true at times.
这个是真的是很真实的话。
Sometimes if we look at ourselves too much.
有时候呢，我们看自己看太多了。
Then the word that we preach will lose the effect.
那么我们所传的这个道理就失去了它的这个功效。
Because the word of God is about love and sacrifice.
因为有关神的话神的教训呢，就是表示我们要爱，有爱心，要自我牺牲。
So I can empathize with Paul. I understand what he is saying.
所以呢，我可以跟保罗一样的来这样的主张，因为我了解他所说的是什么意思。
It's not that I'm like Paul. I'm not like Paul.
不是说我是像保罗。
I'm far from it.
我差保罗还很远。
It's like heaven and earth for me, the difference.
好像天地的天地之眼。
But I say I can understand what he is saying.
但是我意思说的，我可以了解他所说的话。
Here it says he endure all things.
他说他在这里是凡事忍耐。
In order not to let the gospel to be hindered, he has to endure all things.
为了让基督的福音不被这个阻隔，他必须要凡事忍耐。
For example, when the church did not support him.
比如说有时候教会没有供养他的需用。
He had to work.
那么他要工作。
To a certain extent, we find that it is very inconvenient for Paul.
那么对保罗来讲，这是很不方便的事。
Because he has to preach and at the same time he has to work to sustain his own livelihood.
因为他要传福音，那同时他要自己这个亲手工作来供养他的需要。
But Paul did not mind that very much.
但是好像保罗他不太介意。
Why? Because the gospel of God came first.
为什么呢？因为基督的福音应该是被当最重要的事。
He did not want to argue with the church. Look, you have not supported me.
所以他不要跟这个教会来争执，说看你们都没有帮我忙。
Because he knew that the gospel is the most important things in his life.
因为知道他一生当中这个传基督的福音是最重要的事。
Now we can also read verse 14 and 15.、Yeah?
我们再读第十四节跟十五节。
Chapter 9, verse 14 and verse 15.
第九章十四节、十五节。
Even so, the Lord has commanded that those who preach the gospel should live from the gospel.
说主也是这样命定，叫传福音的要靠着福音养生。
This is the command of the Lord.
这是神他所命定的。
He has all the varied justification to demand the church to support him.
所以保罗凭着这一句话，他有绝对的这个权利要求这个教会来供养他的需用。
And yet he let this, he forsake this right.
但是呢，他又把这个权利呢放去了。
Why? For the sake of the gospel.
为什么呢？就是为着福音的缘故。
We read verse 15.
我们在第十五节。
But I have used none of these things, nor have I written this thing that it should be done so to me, for it would be better for me to die than that anyone should make my boasting.Void.
十五节说，因这钱柄我前没有用过，我写这话并非要你们这样待我，因为我宁可死也不叫人使我这个所夸的漏了空。
Here we can see how much emphasis he has placed on the gospel.
所以可看见保罗他对这个基督的福音有多少的强调。
He would rather die than to hinder the gospel.
他说我宁可死也不叫这个福音有障碍。
So to make sure that the gospel is not only is preached but is being seen in his life.
不仅这个福音被传出去，而且让人能够在他的生活当中见到这个福音的果效。
We read verse 18.
我们看第十八节。
What is my reward then, that when I preach the gospel, I may present the gospel of Christ without charge, that I may not abuse my authority in the gospel?
十八节说，即使这样，我的赏赐是什么呢？就是我传福音的时候，叫人不花钱得福音，免得用尽我传福音的权柄。
Here it says he.May not abuse his authority in the gospel.
他说呢，我就免得用尽我传福音的权柄。
Mine is abuse.
滥用。Chinese 用啊，所以中文是说用尽但是英文呢，意思就是滥用就是滥用的意思了。
He knew that God was in control.
他知道神在掌控着。
So in preaching the gospel.
就是传福音的事。
He dare not dare to abuse his authority, the authority that God has given to him.
所以他不要滥用神给他传福音的这个权柄。
Like I'm a preacher, I've been given a certain authority.
比如说我是一个全职传道，那么我有给一些属灵的权柄。
If you are a deacon, you have been given a sort of authority as well.
那么你若是执事的话，那么在属灵的家里头，你也有一些权柄。
If you are a council member or church board member, you have beenGiven some authority.
那么你又是这个在教会里头当这个职务会负责人你也是有一些权柄。
If you have been assigned to a certain task as a person in charge, likewise you have been given authority to perform the task.
或者是说呢，你被指定要做一件工作，那么你也有完成做这个工作的权柄。
But we must understand that above us there is God.
但是我们也了解说，在我们之上是神。
It is God who places this authority and the commission upon us.
是神他这个命定这个工作交在我们身上，那么 给我们这个权柄。
So we cannot misuse or abuse our authority.
啊，所以我们不可以滥用啊，或错用或者是滥用这个权柄。
Otherwise, the things that we do for God will appear to be blamable.
啊，要不然的话呢，为神所做的这些工作啊，就有可指责之处了。
So this is how Paul tried to teach the church.
那么这就是保罗他要教导教会的事。
To make sure that the members would not be stumbled by him.
他要切实的知道呢，没有信徒呢因为他而跌倒。
By foregoing his right, we find that he actually gave out love to the church.
他放弃自己的这个权利呢，事实上他就是把自己的爱这个给了教会。
I give you a very simple example.
我给大家一个实在的例子。
Let's say do you do cooking here on Saturday?
是不是礼拜六在这边有煮饭？
Do you do cooking? Okay. Let's say today you prepared food for 200 people.
比方说你今天你负责要煮食给两百位这个信徒吃。
Suddenly 300 people come.
那忽然间呢，300个来的。
Not enough food.
所以呢，食物不够。
What are you going to do?
那怎么做？
You say I have the right to eat.
你说我有权利可以吃啊。
Because this is my church.
因为这是我的教会。
I can eat as much as I want.
我可以吃想吃多少我就吃多少。
This is your right. You can do it.
这是我的权利，我可以这么做。
But if 100 of you realize that, we should let, other brothers and sisters to enjoy themselves here, then you forego your right to eat.
那么，若是100位觉得说呢，我们还要顾到别人因为可能吃不够了，那么这样呢，你就放弃自己的权利了。
So we allow others to eat.
所以我们这样呢，就让别人有机会可以吃。
By refusing to eat, you actually give out love.
所以呢，你不吃你就是把你的爱这个展现出去。
So in the church we have our right.
所以在教会我们有权利。
But for the sake of others, we must learn to forego our right.
但是为了别人的好处我们学习放弃自己的权利。
I give you another example.
我再给大家另外一个例子。
Let's say there are two churches, Church A and Church B.
有两个教会这 A 跟 B.
Let's say the number of believers is the same.
那我们说这个信徒数是一样的。
Let's say the two churches here are equally talented and gifted in all areas.
两个教会呢，他们都是同样的，就是有很多的这个恩赐很多的这个能力。
When you go into church here, you feel that this church is full of love.
你到 A 的教会，你感觉说这个教会蛮有爱心。
When you go into church B, you feel that the love is not there.
但是你到 B 教会，你感觉到爱不在那里。
You question.Sometimes we question ourselves why.
我们会问我们自己说为什么呢
？Two churches with the same amount of people, equally talented, and yet their love is different.
两个教会信徒数一样那么也是同样的有这些恩赐但是呢，你会感觉到爱的感受不一样。
Sometimes when you step into a church,
有时候你进入一个教会
，you feel that this church is full of love.
你感受这个教会蛮有爱心。
Why? Because there are members, believers who are willing to forego their right.
因为呢，在这个主内的这个弟兄姐妹，他们愿意放弃自己的权利。
Let's say if you are a newcomer.
比如说你是一个新来的人。
You come to the church.
你到教会。
You see that the brothers and sisters open the door for you, arrange everything for you.
你看教会的弟兄姐妹都打开门而且为你准备一切需要的。
Even show you direction how to move about, in LA. Yeah, LA.
还教你说在 LA 怎么开车。
Feel that this is love.
这就是爱。
When you go to church B,
那你到这 B 教会去。
You don't get anything.
你根本没有得到这些。
They don't tell you how to go about, LA, move about.
他们没有告诉你说在 LA 怎么开车到哪里去。
So this is the difference.
所以这就差别了。
This is what Paul is trying to teach us.
那么这就是保罗他要教导的。
Now we read chapter 9, verse 19.
我们看第九章的第十九节。
Chapter 9, verse 19.
第九章的第十九节。
For though I am free from all men, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win the more.
说我虽然是自由的无人辖管，然而我甘心做了众人的仆人，为要多得人。
Paul was able to forego his right because he became a servant to all.
因为这个他成为众人的仆人所以他能够放弃他自己的权利。
This is not not a simple task.
啊，这不容易做得到。
How many of you want to be a servant to all the members?
我们当中是不是愿意啊？有人愿意做众圣信徒的这个仆人
？Raise your hand.
啊，举手。
Only one want to be a servant.
No, that's the other one there.
Oh, two. Me half.
那我就是我举一半手。
Not very confident.
没有很有自信。
But I'm trying.
但是我尽量试。
Yeah, so we must try, okay?
啊，我们也是要尽量试。
So if we want to serve,
啊，所以就是我们要服侍主。
In our heart, we must be determined to be a servant.
啊，在我们心呢，我们要立志呢，要成为众人的仆人。
What does a servant do?
啊，那么仆人做什么？
What do you call? You say in England, we say hoovering. Yeah? What do you say?
Hoovering 啊，就是
hoovering
啊。在英国，我们说是这个拖地板啊，在吸尘。
Do you call hoovering? Oh, vacuum, yeah, the same thing, right?
We have the same
vacuum is the name of the machine, isn't it? So in UK, it's called Hoover, so it's hovering. Okay.
No, but so we do have Hoover here too. We have the name say Hoover.
Yes. We call it hovering. Okay. All right. Now, so this is what a servant does.
那么这就是仆人所做的事。
Oh, you mop the kitchen.
啊，或者是说你要拖这个地啊，在地这个厨房的这个地板。
Oh, you clean the toilet.
啊，或者是你扫厕所。
Oh, in the UK we say rubbish, and we dispose of the rubbish.
啊，英国是
the garbage,
啊，
right.
我们把这个垃圾这个拿出去丢。
What do you call it?
We say we dump the garbage here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So different words. Yeah. Okay. Never mind.
Here's more rough, you know. 我说我们这边讲的话比较粗一点的。
Yeah, we are more civilized, more gentlemen.
在英国是比较，英国是比较文明的。
Look at me. Right. Now, we read verse 20 and 21.
我们读第二十节，二十一节。
And to the Jews, I became as a Jew that I might win Jews; to those who are under the law, as under the law, that I might win those who are under the law. Verse 21. To those who are without law, as without law, not being without law, towards God, but under law, towards Christ, that I might win those who are without law.
所以二十节说，对，像犹太人，我就做犹太人，为要得犹太人；像律法以下的人，我虽不在律法以下，还是做律法以下的人，为要得律法以下的人。二十一节说，像没有律法的人，我就做没有律法的人，为要得到没有律法的人。
Here Paul was trying his very best, level best, and by all means to save more people.
保罗呢，他就是尽其他自己所能的啊，就是要尽量的来救多一点的人。
We find that only a slave can adapt himself freely and willingly.
所以呢，只有做一个奴仆或者奴隶的人，他可以随时来适应当时候这个环境的需要，而且能够达成他的工作。
We know that a slave is like the lowliest person in the society.
我想在这个社会当中呢，最低地位的就是当奴隶了。
Obviously, he can mingle with anyone who wishes to mingle with him.
那么他可以跟任何想跟他这个同伙在一起的人，可以跟他们在一起。
Because he is the lowest.
因为他是最低的地位。
So today, if we are not the lowest.
所以今天我们都是不降到最低地位的话，
then it is quite difficult for us to mingle with all sort of people.
那我们就不能够跟这种不同种的人能够跟他们合群在一起。
If you consider yourself to be a high class person,
你想说我是一个高阶层人物的话，
then can you lower yourself to mingle with someone who is very low?
那么你是不是能够降卑自己，那么跟就说你认为是很下一层的人跟他们在一起呢？
It's not easy. It's difficult.
这是不容易做得到的事。
That's why Paul, being so gifted and so talented, he first lowered himself.
所以虽然说保罗他是这么有这个恩赐才能，但是呢，他学习怎样子降卑自己。
Only then he could mix around with different people.
那么因为这样子呢，他就可以跟不同这个阶层的人能够合群在一起。
We do not know how God is going to guide His church.
我们不知道这个教会怎么神怎么带领这个教会。
Let's say one day God opened the door of salvation.
比方说今天有一天呢，神开了这个福音的门。
We have different people from different walks of life and start coming into the church or flooding into the church.
那么开始呢，有各种社会各种不同阶层的人他们开始来到这个教会。
If we have not lowered ourselves like Paul did.
若是我们没有像保罗一样，我们降卑了自己。
Then we may not be able to mingle with these people well.
那么我们就不能够跟那些就说很比较低阶层的人跟他们在一起了。
Then these people might not feel welcome.
那么这些人来到教会，他们不觉得被欢迎。
As a result, they might leave the church.
那么结果呢？他们就终有一天会离开教会。
I think God is preparing us to lower ourselves like Paul did.
所以神呢，他一直在准备我们要学习像保罗要降卑自己。
We thank God that we have been blessed with material abundance.
在感谢神，在物质生活上我们得到祝福。
But we must lower ourselves.
但是我们要降卑自己。
To be a servant of Christ.
要成为这个主耶稣的仆人。
So that whether we are in USA or whether we are in Africa, we can mingle with all sort of people.
所以不管我们在美国或者在非洲，我们跟这个不同的这个肤色的人能够在一起。
Even if in any basically in any part of the world, you can mingle with anyone.
所以不管在哪一个世界的角落，你都可以跟不同的人能够合情在一起。
So Paul was trying to explain to the believers.
所以保罗要对这个信徒来解释。
If you do not want to be a stumbling block to others,
你若是不要成为别人的绊脚石的话
，then you must become a servant.
那么你要成为一个仆人。
Forgo your rights.
你放弃自己的权利
，forsake your personal interest，
把自己的这个追求自己利益的这个事丢掉
，and focus on Christ，
然后呢，专注在主的身上
，I want to read verse 23。
我们读第二十三节。
This is a very encouraging verse and also a good verse to remember。
这个非常值得我们记下来，很有勉励的一句话。
Verse 23。
二十三节。
Now this I do for the gospel's sake, that I may be partaker of it with you.
所以凡我所行的都是为福音的缘故，为要与人同得这福音的好处。
Paul desired very much to be a partaker of the gospel together with the church.
保罗他很希望能够跟教会呢能够同得这个福音的缘故。
You know, sometimes when we preach the gospel,
有时候呢我们传福音
，we must not forget that we must also be the partakers of the gospel.
我们也是要成为这个得到这福音的这个好处的人。
Sometimes when we preach the gospel,
有时候我们传福音
we may lose the chance of being a partaker of the gospel.
我们失去了这个得到福音的好处。
Why? Because we have never disciplined ourselves.
为什么呢？因为我们没有这个操练自己。
And through our actions and our behavior, the gospel is hindered.And the name of God is blasphemed.
那么结果呢？这因为我们自己的这个行为动作使这个福音不仅传不出去，而且使神的名得到羞辱了。
We read verse 27.
我们读二十七节。
Verse 27.
二十七节。
But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified.
他说：“我攻克己身，叫身服我。”恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被气绝了。
Why did he discipline himself so much？
为什么保罗他要攻克己身呢？
Why did he bring his own body into subjection？
为什么他说这个要让我的身体能够服我呢？
Because he is well aware of the risk of being disqualified。
因为他最怕的就是说，至终他若是被气绝的话。
So when we do God's work，
所以我们做神的工。
We must。Discipline our body.
我们要攻克己身。
So that we will not become a stumbling block to others.
所以我们不至于成为别人的绊脚石。
In the church, we can do anything.
在教会我们可以做想做的事。
But we must understand.
但是我们要了解。
This is a church community.
这是一个这个共同信仰生活的教会。
We must live for others.
我们要为别人而活。
Action must not be a stumbling block to others.
所以我们的行为动作不要成为别人的绊脚石。
This is what Paul was trying to tell the church.
那么这就是保罗要告诉教会的。
Especially those who think that they were so smart.
尤其是对那些他们自己觉得很有这个聪明才智的。
They said idols was nothing.
他们说这个偶像不算什么。
They even ate in a temple.
所以他们也在庙里头吃饭。
This is what Paul was trying to tell them.
那么这就是保罗所要告诉他们的。
Now we come to chapter 10.
那我们看第十章。
Paul begins by talking about some Old Testament example.
保罗他用这个旧约来做例子。
He told the church how the Exodus generation was saved through the leading of Moses.
他讲说在这个以色列人怎么样在摩西的时候呢，他们这个得救。
But because of their idolatry,
但是因为他们拜偶像。
They sin against God.
他们得罪神。
We read verse 8.
我们读第八节。
Nor let us commit sexual immorality as some of them did, and in one day 23,000 fell.
说我们也不要行奸淫，像他们有人行的，一天就倒闭了23,000人。
So the historical account here has become an admonition to the church.
所以在这里呢，就是提到这个古时候的这个例子呢，作为今天教会的见解。
So believers must not simply commit idolatry. In particular, this message is given to the church at Corinth.
所以呢，这个我们信徒绝对不能够犯拜偶像的事因为特别呢，就是保罗把这个事对哥林多教会来说。
Now we look at verse 12 and verse 13.
那我们看第十二节跟十三节。
Verse 12.
十二节。
Therefore, let him who thinks he stand take heed lest he fall.
他说，所以自己以为站立得稳的，需要谨慎，免得跌倒。
The immediate listeners of this message are the people who thought that they were very smart.
就是刚才所说的，那么现在就是警戒那些自以为站立得住的。
That's why Paul said to them, "Let him who thinks he stand take heed lest he fall."
所以保罗才会讲这样说，说所以自己以为站得住的，需要谨慎，免得跌倒。
Verse 13.
十三节。
No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it.
所以你们所遇见的试探的，为是人所能受的，神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的，在受试探的时候，总给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
If a person thinks that he can stand firm,
一个人他自以为可以站立得住。
By going into a temple and to eat there.
比方说他到庙里头去吃饭。
He exposes himself to temptation.
那么他就让自己呢陷入在这个试探的当中。
He can even succumb to the temptation.
虽然说他有时候可以胜过这个不是这个他可以屈服于这个试探当中。
And that's why Paul said to them.
所以保罗对他们这样说。
That no temptation has overtaken you.
说不让这个试探呢来胜过你。
In fact, in each temptation, God has opened a way for us to escape.
事实上，在每一个试探的时候呢，神总是给你开一条出路。
But if we think that we know a lot, like the Corinthian members.
若是我们自觉懂了很多，像哥林多信徒一样。
We actually enter into temptation.
那我们就会进入这个试探。
We cause ourselves to fall.
我们就导致自己跌倒。
In fact, the word of God is very simple.
事实上神的话是很简单的。
Just like in chapter 8 and chapter 10.
就好像第八章跟第十章。
Flee from idolatry.
我们就要逃避这个偶像的事。
The command is very simple.
这个诫命本身是很容易做的。
But there were members who tried to, you know, to lift themselves up by saying that, look, idol is nothing.
但是还是有人他们这样把自己提高地位说看了这个偶像也不算什么。
Because there is only one God.
因为只有一位真神。
Which is true, there is only one God.
只有一位真神是真的。
But in fact, you know, they exposed themselves to temptation and entered into temptation.
但是他们把自己呢暴露在这个试探当中，而且进入这个试探。
Because they were told to flee from idolatry.
但是他们被告诫说他们要逃避拜偶像的事。
Sometimes we see that knowledge of the world can confuse our mind.
我们看见这世界上的这个知识学问使我们这个糊涂了。
If you look at the world today,
我们看这个世界。
See that people keep questioning God and the existence of God.
今天世界的人一直在这个质问神有关神的事，而且说神是不是存在。
When there is a disaster,
啊，那么有这个灾祸来到。
Then they will heap up charges against God.
那么他们就把这个指控啊神的事啊就堆积起来了。
When they are in peace.
啊，那他们这个在平安的时候。
They never worship God.
他们不拜神的。
But when there is problem.
啊，但是有问题。
They start accusing God.
他们就开始指责神了。
This is the world that we live in.
那么这个就是我们所住的世界。
So many of the things that we learn in the world or we associate with in the world.
所以我们很多事啊，我们就是因为跟这个世界结合在一起，我们也学这个世界式的事。
Can actually cloud our understanding of God.
那么这样子呢，使我们对神的认识了解啊，就模糊了。
Can actually pervert our hearts of simplicity.
而且使我们心呢不会单纯化。
We turn to 2 Corinthians.
我们看这个哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians chapter 11.
第十一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多后书的第十一章。
We read verse 3.
第三节。
Chapter 11, verse 3.
哥林多后书第十一章第三节。
But I fear lest someone, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your mind may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
说我只怕你们心或偏于邪，失去像那基督所存于清洁的心。
Here Paul was warning the members against Antichrist, the false prophets.
保罗在这里他提示这个信徒他们要小心这个假基督的事。
Here.He used the example of the creation account of the Garden of Eden.
所以保罗他就用这个在伊甸园的事情来做例子。
He recounted how the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness.
他再一次呢说明了这个蛇用这个诡诈来诱惑了这个夏娃。
Why is it that Eve was deceived?
为什么夏娃会受疑惑？
Because her simplicity in God was corrupted.
因为她对神已经失去了存一的心了。
So today when we are in Christ, when we are baptized into Christ,
所以今天我们受洗归入基督。
We are given a heart of simplicity.
神给我们一个存一的心。
We must keep this heart of simplicity intact.
那么我们要保持这个存一的信心，而不受这个亏损。
If we allow theourselves to be exposed to different questions and we believe in all sort of beliefs.
都是我们容让自己去接受外面各种不同的这个质疑那么我们也相信他们所说的这些问题，这个问题的话。
Then our mind can be corrupted.
那么这样我们心就被腐化掉了。
When this heart of simplicity is corrupted.
当这个心里头这个纯一的心被腐化的时候。
Then we'll start questioning God.
那我们开始质问神。
We'll doubt our basic belief.
我们对我们这个基本信仰会起疑问。
We even doubt the church that we are in.
我们也甚至对我们今天所属的教会会起了疑问。
We even question, is this the only true church?
我们是甚至会问说，这是难道是唯一得救的教会吗？
Maybe many many years ago, you believe that this is the only true church.
很多年前你相信说这是唯一得救的教会。
But now you don't believe anymore.
但是你现在不信了。
Why?
为什么？
Because the simplicity of your heart is corrupted.
因为你这个纯一的这个清洁的心已经被腐化了。
So we must pray to God and ask God to keep this heart of simplicity within.
所以我们要向神祷告要继续保持这个纯一的清洁的心。
Lesson ends here. Time's up.
就到这里。
We continue tomorrow. Yeah.
我们继续明天再继续。
Still one more lesson.
还有最后一堂课。
Let's pray.
我们再一起祷告。